in the gorgeous kitchen with Josephine and Donna. This is a Sainsbury's magazine recipe in association with Sainsbury's magazine. For more information, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk. You'll find these recipes in the July 2016 edition of Sainsbury's magazine.
So exciting because I'm Josephine Pembroke.
Is that what's exciting?
Yes.
Even more exciting, I'm Donna Freed.
Hello. Now, this weekend you're having a bit of a party.
Yes, we have guests coming from New Zealand.
Oh, lovely. Well, we're going to give them something really English, which is, I'm going to say it in a very posh voice, raspberry and Pimm's trifle tureen. Okay, do you have Pimm's in the States?
No.
You're more of a Jim Beam, that sort of thing.
Yes.
And the bourbon.
That's right.
Okay, so what I'm going to do is I'm going to read out what the recipe is, and we're going to make sure we've just got all the ingredients here. So you'll need a 900g loaf tin, which is exactly like one that you sort of cook. What sort of thing do you cook
like
in
banana
this?
Banana bread? Or
Yeah, those sort of things. It's deceptively small. We're a bit worried about the size because it says this recipe is for 10 to 12 people.
Well, like you would make slices.
A bit like
you?
Tiramisu or something.
Yeah, or a tureen,
Yes, I suppose it's more of a loaf, isn't it? It's
exactly.
Going to be a loaf trifle. Vegetable oil for greasing. 5 sheets of leaf gelatine.
Got it.
350g packs of raspberries, in at the moment. Mm-hmm. 2 tablespoons of caster sugar.
Got it.
500ml of double cream at room temperature.
Okay.
400g of mascarpone at room temperature again.
Fantastic.
Half a teaspoon of vanilla paste, which we've never heard of, so
exactly.
We're going to try that. Yeah. We're really excited.
It's nice and thick. I'm looking.
Yeah, we'll try that on our fingers just to tell people what it's like. 75g of icing sugar.
Got it.
1 pack of pistachios. Our trademark now.
Exactly.
We always have pistachios. That's just the kernels, roughly chopped. 150ml of Pimm's.
There should be a little left over for us.
Exactly. A gallon or so. 50ml of apple juice, which
Excellent.
I bought. And also a 200 bag of Taste the Difference Sabor Ardi sponge fingers and the zest of half a lemon.
Perfect.
Okay.
We've got it all.
We have. So first of all, Donna, get greasing
because
the loaf tin with oil. And line with baking paper, leaving an overhang of about 3 cm.
Okay.
And then we're going to put the gelatine sheets in one bowl and 2 sheets in another. Cover them with cold water and leave for 5 minutes till softened. Now, gelatine, this has got pork in it.
Yeah. If you have vegetarians, you need vegetarian gelatin.
Well, are your guests veggie?
No.
Oh, thank God for that. Have you ever cooked with gelatine like this?
Not leaf gelatin.
No, nor have I.
Yeah.
Never.
So in
excited.
The States,
yeah.
You know, because it's always powdered.
Yeah, yeah.
The one thing I do know from having worked with gelatin before is you do have to be exact in your measurements. Like,
okay.
Do whatever they say.
Okay.
Because otherwise it doesn't really come out like jelly.
So, honey, we got the Jell-O soaking. Okay. And the next thing we do, we've got the gelatine soaking, we've got the tin lined.
Yeah.
We're going to put 2 packs of raspberries into a pan with caster sugar with 2 tablespoons of water. Gently heat for about 5 minutes, mashing with the back of a spoon until the raspberries have broken down and are really juicy. Tip into a sieve over a bowl and push through using the back of a spoon. You should have about 200ml of puree. Discard the seeds. Bye-bye seeds.
All right.
Have you ever gotten to pick your own?
Into what?
Pick your own.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. Have you ever done that?
Yeah.
Yeah, absolutely love it. There's a place in Dorset, and when I was pregnant with my daughter, I got obsessed by it, and I'd make these fabulous water ices.
Ooh.
They're really good. So I'd make a puree like this, and then I'd put them into kind of lollipop shapes.
Oh, right.
And add a bit of sugar and then a delicious kind of sorbets, summer sorbets. Really good. Also, can you cook summer pudding? Have you ever tried it?
I've never tried it. Don't even know what it is.
What are you talking
about?
You don't know what it is.
What are you talking about, you crazy woman? I don't believe you.
Okay, it's layers. You never cook it apart from heating up the raspberries, the blackcurrants, the blackberries, and what you do is you get a basin.
Okay.
And then you line it with white bread, not just, you know, not sliced white bread, nice white bread. Then you melt down all the different raspberries into and then you put it in with sugar and into layers. Then you put a then you put a bread layer on top. Then you put it a weight on it and put it in the fridge overnight.
Oh, right.
And you serve it with double cream, and it is the most delicious thing ever.
And it sounds like a lovely sort of summer, because it's cool, because it's been in the fridge and it's compressed.
No, it's absolutely lovely. And the bread goes a bright purple.
Great. Yeah. Well, could you do it with sponge instead of bread?
You could. You could. In fact, this is a little bit of a summer pudding, isn't it? Yeah, yeah.
Look at that. Did you see my handy dandy tool?
It looks like one of those lovely French lovely jams, doesn't it?
It does.
Oh, you've got
like confiture.
She's got another bloody tool out.
I love it. It's called the Kitchen Majig. I bought it for $1, and it has six uses. It's like it's basically a curved slotted spoon. But it strains, it drains, it beats, it blends, it whips, and it mixes.
Does it say all that on it?
Yes, which is also what so I love thrifters. About it. It's the kitschiest thing.
Yeah, the kitschiest kitchen appliance. So PIMS, had you heard about PIMS before you came to England?
Well, yeah, I mean, I am married to an Englishman.
Yeah, but had you heard about it before?
I'm trying to think. Well, we brought some back, I remember, so we were having PIMS. And you can buy it, you know.
Yeah.
But it's very expensive because it's, you know, a novelty item at that point.
Yeah. And also what's interesting about PIMS is that the one that we're having today is number one cup, which is made with gin.
Yeah,
but then you get number two cup, which is made of vodka, number three cup made with brandy, number four whiskey. So you get all different bases for it. Yeah.
But the thing is, there's not that much alcohol in it. That is our timer on our gelatin.
So I don't understand, though, you say that, because I've always got terribly drunk when I've drunk PIMS.
That's amount of quantity, darling.
Okay, so
you start at 11 in the morning, and you're still drinking while the races are going on at 4 or 5 in the afternoon.
So
I
love it, because you can add borage, cucumber.
Yes.
Strawberries, raspberries.
Yeah, borage is the classic one. Yeah. People put in mint now because it's more easily found. But borage, we grow some at the allotment, especially for the PIMS cup.
So we're now putting the amazingly vibrant and just gorgeous aromatic raspberries through your sieve.
Yeah, that's right.
You're very good at this. I remember you doing some other sort of stuff like this before. Whereas I'd find it very tedious.
Yeah.
But what we've done is I've squeezed out the gelatine leaves.
Yep.
And we've put them in the warm raspberry.
Yep.
And so everything we add to this will make it set. Squeeze out the sheets of gelatine and stir into the warm raspberry puree until melted. Ooh, shall I start stirring, love?
Yeah.
We're now discarding seeds, which I do feel a little bit guilty about.
Oh, no.
Okay, I'm now going to stir the gelatine. Oh, yes.
Ooh, it smells.
Yes, it is. Yeah. It's gone.
That is so cool.
Oh, it's magical.
Ah, and look at that color.
And we've never, both of us have never cooked with gelatine. Mm-hmm. And this isn't as scary again as we thought it
would be. Exactly. We're facing our kitchen fears.
We are.
One recipe at a time.
Now what we do is we pour half into the base of a loaf tin and put in the freezer for about 20 to 30 minutes until set.
Okay.
Put the remaining puree into the fridge and to chill until needed.
Excellent.
So that's all gone into fridges and freezers. Meanwhile, this is on the side, darling, you are whisking 350 ml of double cream to soft peaks with your electric whisker. And then you've got to chill the measured cream in another large bowl. Then we've got to whisk the mascarpone vanilla paste, which we're dying to try, and icing sugar until combined. Then beat in nearly all the chopped pistachios, another thing you've got to do. Preserve a few to garnish. And the 100 ml of PIMS. That's really exciting.
Don't forget the PIMS.
Exactly. Finally, fold in the whipped cream until smooth. Okay, we've got to get on with it, girl.
RadioGorgeous.com.
I can't believe how quickly it's whisked.
Do you know that I find double cream whips up faster than whipping cream? Why would that be?
Because whipping cream is made for air, maybe. You know what I mean? Whereas this is made to be double. It's a different thing, isn't it? This is more like buttery, isn't it?
Yeah.
Whereas whipping cream, it's more sort of, it is a kind of lighter, more flamboyant whipping thing. Whereas this is a more intense, thick.
Yeah, it's more substantial.
Buttery. Yeah.
Yes.
Excellent.
Which one's more like you?
Pick your cream. Are you whippy? Yeah. Or are you double?
Or are you just single? Or you could even be not real cream. That would be the worst, wouldn't it? You could be Emily or whatever it's called.
Ready whip.
Now, I'm afraid that's meant to go and chill.
So we're putting that in the fridge as well.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. But I think why not put it into a smaller thing? Because you, otherwise, you've got enough room. Go. This woman's got a big fridge.
Substantial for double cream. It's a double wide. No, it's not.
Okay, now it's a mascarpone, darling.
Excellent. What are we doing with that?
We're whisking it again with vanilla paste and the icing sugar combined. Okay. So this is equivalent to custard, isn't it? This is posh. Equivalent to posh custard.
So this is like a trifle is sort of like an assemblage of all these different layers. Is that? Is that
you know what trifle is?
Is that what I'm sort of getting at? No.
Okay, right. Zana. Trifle is, it started off, it was old cake. Okay, that was the idea. You had old cake left over. And you'd soak it in sherry because in those days, nearly all puddings kind of had a bit of alcohol just to, you know, because that was. So you'd soak it in sherry, then you'd put a layer of jelly, then a layer of custard, and then on the top, cream. And then you'd sprinkle it with hundreds and thousands.
Oh, my gosh.
Yeah. And that was, or silver balls even. And that was my childhood sherry trifle. And that was made with bird's custard and lovely kind of cheap jelly and, you know. And even the fruit you could add would be tinned fruit, I've just remembered, yeah. So you'd have a tin of fruit, you know. So it really wasn't, you know.
So this is super posh.
This is super posh.
We've got lady fingers.
Yeah, we've got mascarpone. We've got real fingers. Yeah. We've got real raspberries, not tinned. Wow. Oh, the world's come on. Yeah. Also, we've got Pimm's, darling.
I know.
Oh. Right, so we've got the mascarpone out.
Right. So, and how much, just remind me how much we are on our icing sugar, 75 grams.
Yeah, beautiful. But then we're going to try some Madagascar bourbon vanilla bean paste. Should we go and open it? Let's. Mm-hmm. Oh my God. It looks a bit like Marmite.
Mm. Yeah, it has that same.
It's really strong. It's really aromatic. Ooh. It smells really strongly of vanilla. I mean, this is intense compared to.
It's like the consistency of runny honey, but it's vanilla.
Should we try a little just to see?
Your fingers have been everywhere today.
I have. Mm. Yeah, I can, like, with the mascarpone, it will be better.
And the raspberries. And the Pimm's.
And the sugar. I'm really excited.
Oh, my God.
But how much? I got muddled up with that. Was it half a teaspoon?
Half a teaspoon.
Half a teaspoon of vanilla paste.
Okay, so it's in another large bowl with mascarpone, vanilla paste, and icing sugar. Wow, excellent.
Okay, here we go.
I got that.
We're going to do it all together, whiz it all up, and then go on to the next thing. So we normally put pistachios in the whizzer, but today we've hand-chopped them. Well done, Donna. They're beautiful, again, bright green. We're going to beat in nearly all the chopped pistachios, reserving a few for garnish, which we've done, and 100ml of Pimm's. And then you filled in the whipped cream, which is in the fridge at the end. So I'll get the whipped cream out.
I could just eat the whipped cream with it. You know, that looks like a nice pudding as far as I'm concerned.
When you've mixed it all up, I just have to keep testing it to make sure it's fine.
Again with the fingers. Yeah. She's got a lot of fingers and pies today, this girl.
After this, right, you're folding in the whipped cream. But after this, we're going to drain the remaining soaked gelatine.
Great.
And add 3 tablespoons of slightly cooled boiling water to the bowl, stirring until melted. Okay. Pour in the cream mixture, stirring until combined. Remove the loaf tin from the freezer and spoon a layer of cream about 2 cm deep over the lightly set puree to cover completely. Press in about 10 to 12 raspberries.
Right. Okay, so you're going to add the gelatin.
I've got the gelatin and I'm going to add it now to the mixture. To the cream and everything.
Yeah.
Is that okay? I pour it in, are you sure?
It's just 3 tablespoons of water.
It is.
And the rest of the gelatin, so
Okay.
Pour into the cream mixture, stirring until combined.
Stir, exactly. I'm going to get the loaf tin from the freezer now.
Great, it's in the very bottom drawer.
Okay.
And don't get any magnums while you're in
there. You know me. It's frozen.
Is it?
Yes.
Great.
God, that was amazing.
Oh, and it's set.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
Isn't that exciting?
Oh.
Yeah.
Oh, and it feels... Sorry, did have to... Okay. We're all about fingers.
It's rubbery.
Like, yes, exactly.
I think it's a touchy-feely show today, isn't it?
It's a finger full of...
Yeah.
A finger full of pims. All right, so we are spooning a layer of the cream over the lightly set. Well, ours is a little bit more set. Yes,
because we've got to put sponge fingers on it at some point, haven't we?
Do those go on top?
They must do. Yeah.
I think they're coming next.
Yeah.
Look at this. Mm. I'm gonna make sure it goes into all my corners here.
So I'll start pressing in the raspberries.
Put in the raspberries.
There you are.
So put the remaining Pims and apple juice in a shallow bowl.
Yeah.
And we're gonna. That's what we're gonna dip.
We're gonna dip the sponge fingers one at a time into a mixture.
All right.
And then arrange lengthways, pressing gently into the cream with a slight gap between each finger. Then spread a layer of cream onto the next page. Over to cover, then pour on the remaining raspberry puree. We have got that somewhere, haven't we? Chill in the freezer for 15 minutes. Yeah, we do. We've got the raspberry in the fridge.
Okay, yes, yeah, perfect.
I'll get it out.
Excellent.
Yeah.
Oh, gosh, I had
it. Yeah, yeah,
I did forget.
It slipped your memory.
It did. Oh, wait, and you see that the one we took out is set, and that is not, that's the wickwood.
Wickwood.
It's a wickwood.
Okay, so let's get those, dip in those sponges.
Okay, so how much?
Okay, oh, exactly. You're excited now.
Yes, exactly. So apple juice and the Pims.
Yeah. Should we not bother with the apple juice?
Oh, look at you.
Let's make it pure Pims.
Pure Pims.
Okay. Let's make it pure Pims with a splash of apple juice. The other way around.
With a hint of apple juice.
Exactly.
Right?
Brilliant. Okay. I mean, so many puddings use these, don't they?
Tiramisu.
Yeah. But loads. You know, tiramisu was only invented in 1960. Did you know that?
For you?
Yeah. I think we need more Pims in there. Come on.
Well, did we get left with
glug, the... Glug, glug. That's it. You know, when I was little, I was always sick when we had trifle. And, my mum always put it down to I was allergic to black cherries. But I've now realised...
You were drunk.
Yes! I realised in bed last night when I thought about it, I thought, actually, it was just that I was literally drinking neat sherry when I was about 5. And...
Should we put them this way or this way?
I think lengthways, yeah.
Yeah, because it's...
Yeah. Mm. Oh, they're sogging up. And then we put a layer of a raspberry juice on that we've had in the fridge.
I think we put the cream first.
Oh, the cream.
And that on top.
Yeah. Okay.
All right, some more cream.
Yeah. God, it really is a. Have you ever made a kind of pate? It's sort of like.
Yes, exactly. Yeah. Like a terrine. And that's why they're calling it a trifle terrine.
Yeah.
Because, yeah.
I can now see why. We were worried that it was like, it looked really small for 10 to 12 people. This is going to be so rich.
Yeah. And there's a slice of it, you know.
Yeah. And the lucky thing is you are going to be serving it this weekend, but because we've cooked it, we're going to have a sneaky piece.
Exactly.
We're going to take a bit off the edge.
Now I think we pour the rest of this on top, don't we?
What about double cream though?
That happens when we serve it after we've turned it out, I believe.
Okay.
Once the raspberry layer is set, add another thick layer of cream on top. Wow. Okay. So this keeps going higher and higher and higher.
Okay. Yeah. Well, now we know why we needed 3 centimetre edges of the greaseproof paper, because we don't want any raspberry leakages.
Exactly. Wow.
Okay.
And then more sponge and more
fingers. More sponge?
And more, yeah.
God. Okay, shall I go and get some sponge? The smell of this raspberry is amazing.
It is.
I mean, it really, you know how you can, in fact, cooking it a bit has brought out the flavour, hasn't it? And adding sugar. It's really, really amazing. About to have the Summer Pims Trifle Extravaganza, which is nothing really like a trifle apart from the ingredients. And it says, to serve, softly whip remaining cream, turn the tureen upside down on a platter and discard the paper. Top with dollops of whipped cream and scatter with the remaining pistachios, raspberries and lemon zest.
Wow, look at that.
It's taken, we've got to say. It's been in the freezer.
And the fridge.
And the fridge, no. For a good 4 hours, like it said. Wow.
And you can see the fingers on the peeking out of the sides.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the pistachios and the berries.
Layers. I got, only you would have cake forks. I've got teaspoon and cake fork. You have everything that a hostess would ever want.
It's so funny.
And I can't believe this hostess has never made trifle before. Well, welcome to England.
Thank you. I feel I've arrived.
Oh, thank you so much, Donna. We've had a brilliant time in the kitchen today, but let's just quickly taste it.
Let's give it a taste.
Our favourite job. Well, already your son, who's on half term, he ended up
finishing up our cream.
Exactly.
Mm, that raspberry jelly is fantastic, isn't it?
It was a raspberry jelly. Mm. The sponges soaked in the Pimm's. Oh my God. It's cold. It's a bit semi-freddo, which like the Italians do, which is slightly frozen. It really works. But interestingly, it does taste of trifle.
It does? Well, even though I'll take your word for it.
Thank you so much for coming on to Radio Gorgeous. Happy trifling.
For your supper and you'll get breakfast. Songbirds always eat. If their song is sweet to hear. Sing for your luncheon and you'll...
Thanks for listening to this gorgeous podcast by RadioGorgeous.com. For more information about the recipes, go to sainsburysmagazine.co.uk and you'll find these recipes in their 2016 edition. RadioGorgeous.com.